From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June 17th through Sunday, June 19th. I'm Philip Grant. Emilia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that for 2 years, the Kinderhook Lake Corporation has tried to put a gate to control access to Kinderhook Lake so that unwashed boats do not launch invasive species into the water. Many residents, though, want access and have fought the gate at the end of the Rose Street extension. The State Department of Environmental Conservation first gave a permit for the barrier, then said last year it would revoke the permit. The Kinderhook Lake Corporation wrote a letter to the DEC saying, and I quote, "People with smaller boats, such as rowboats, kayaks, canoes, sailboats, and those who wanted to swim, wade, fish, etc., could still enter the lake at the Rose Street Extension location by going in the water around the gate," end quote. The corporation claimed only large boat users would need to purchase a key for the gate. According to Teasdale, and I quote, "The DEC has not issued a deadline for its decision in the matter," end quote. Casey Seeler reported at Capital Confidential that just before 7 p.m. on Friday, June 17th, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders announced a framework agreement on ethics reform. The PAC included independent expenditure reforms, pension forfeiture, first-time disclosure for political consultants, lobbying disclosure reforms, and issue advocacy reforms. Under the deal, the state constitution will be amended to make it possible to strip the public pension from any law or policymaker convicted of a crime related to their office. The agreement refines the definition of what constitutes improper coordination between an independent expenditure campaign and a candidate. It is also intended to curb what Cuomo calls the damage done by the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision. And less than an hour after the ethics deal was announced, officials announced this session's, and I quote, "big ugly," end quote, deal. The agreement includes a one-year extension of mayoral control of New York City schools and a one-year extension of the state control of the New York Racing Association. The agreement also requires schools to periodically test drinking water and report those test results to parents and local and state entities. The bill language also gave schools an extension to implement a teacher's evaluation system from September the 1st to December the 31st. If a school district blows that deadline, the state could withhold funding. Scott Fallon reported in The Record that the Hudson River may still become a major corridor for the shipment of thick tar sands oil from Canada. This despite moves by New York officials that many thought stopped those efforts. An air permit application by Massachusetts-based Global Partners to build crude oil heating boilers at the Albany port could allow Albany and potentially the full length of the Hudson River to become a major transportation route for tar sands crude from Western Canada. Many believe the Global Partners proposal was defeated last year when the New York Department of Environmental Conservation reversed its original approval of the plan after the agency received considerable backlash. But the permit issue is now slowly winding its way through New York courts. Kate Hudson, a lawyer with Hudson Riverkeeper, said, and I quote, "A lot of people thought it was the end of the story, but it's really just in a state of limbo. It's still a real threat," end quote. Environmentalists say heavy crude represents a significant threat to the river because it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to fully clean up. Under the Cuomo administration, New York has quietly turned the Hudson into a major transportation route for oil by allowing Global and Buckeye Partners of Houston to greatly increase the amount of crude they are permitted to handle in Albany. The amount has more than doubled to almost 3 billion gallons a year. The DEC decision last year was never finalized, and it allowed Global to challenge the agency in court. A judge ordered the agency to make a final ruling this month, but the DEC is now appealing. A DEC spokesman would only say that the agency is waiting on the courts to hear its appeal. Victoria Addison reported in the Register Star that a program in recognition of World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was held in Hudson Area Library on Friday, June the 17th. Attendees learned about scams that target the elderly and the New Georgia's Justice Hotline. The event was organized by Catherine Selinsky, the supervising court attorney for the Bronx Criminal Court. Zelensky was born and raised in Valencia. She worked to create the hotline for senior citizens to reach out for help when they believe they are being swindled. Her efforts are in response to her father, a third-generation farmer from Columbia County, being cheated out of $50,000 in the early 2000s. 1 in 7 people over the age of 75 may become victims of elder abuse, Zelensky said. The Georgia's Justice Hotline is the first of its kind in New York, dedicated solely to reporting elder abuse. The service becomes active on Monday, June the 20th, and is intended for use by residents of both Greene and Columbia counties. People who suspect they are being scammed can call and receive help. The hotline number is 518-751-0207. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that hundreds gathered at the Church of St. Patrick's in Catskill on Saturday, June the 18th, to celebrate Mass with the Bishop of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese, Edward Schaffenberger. Hudson writes that dozens of the parishioners in attendance asked Schaffenberger to reverse the decision made 1 month ago to close the historic parish church. During the service, Schaffenberger called the gathering the beginning of a new future for the parish. He said, and I quote, "Today is a great day for the church. Today we are opening a new church and beginning a new, beautiful chapter in the history of St. Patrick's," end quote. The 19th century building was closed for repairs by the diocese in 2007. A group of parishioners claimed that more than $250,000 was raised for the renovation project, but after a period of nearly a decade, the repairs were never done. Members of the Friends of St. Pat's group made their case to the bishop on Saturday. They said the rosary on the steps of the old church and then presented Schaffenberger with a petition carrying more than 250 signatures. Friends of St. Pat's member Nick Petriani said, and I quote, "We gathered everything we had and we're presenting it to the bishop in the hope that he changes his mind and allows the parish to work with the diocese to reopen the church," end quote. Today is day 3 of the extended WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXE.org/donate. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 91 degrees. On Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. There will be increasing clouds with a low around 64 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny, with a temperature high near 81 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, with a high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. Exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 20th day of June, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.